Murder the pizza.
He's out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting that news at you.
And we're going to spit it at Tom White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
It's been a while.
I know. I've missed you guys.
Yeah.
We have to talk about something I'm very excited to talk about, and is also the reason that my feet hurt so much today.
So
really?
Excited.
They
yes.
look fine.
To talk about it.
Thank you. I've covered
only
them
bleeding
boots.
A little bit in the soles.
I went to the premiere of Shazam last
Woo!
Night.
Woo!
Oh my gosh. I mean, full disclosure, like, I don't know how anyone would not know this about me, but Zach Levi is a very good friend of mine, so I'm obviously biased. But oh my God, this movie is so fun.
Yeah, yeah. It is. You gotta win.
So fun. I told Zach after the premiere, I was like, Zach, I wasn't watching you act. I know that is exactly who you would be if you one day just turned into a superhero.
Yeah. Huh.
It's so delightful. Yeah. It's great for kids, but not like super young kids. It gets kind of scary.
Yeah, it is like a bit of a horror moment in it.
Yeah. When the supervillain gets revealed and you realize like how the supervillain gets his powers and what he's gonna do with them, I was like, I did not know this movie was taking
it's
this kind of turn. It gets a little dark.
If you got superpowers, do you think you would do good or evil things?
I think I'd have to do good things.
Depends.
I think I would.
Yeah. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple of grudges I'd cash in on a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I might do mischievous things.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could do evil things.
Yeah. So you're like full blown Loki. You're not. I don't know, Stephen
Vogt. Trickster, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Who is pure evil in movies? Have you noticed that they make villains sort of like, you know, gray?
Too so relatable, right. Where you like them?
Well, that's
no, I think that's
problems.
Awesome.
You get their perspective.
Who did James Spader play in the Marvel movies? Which bad guy was he?
Ultron.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he was pretty pure evil, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was funny where you're like, oh, it's not that bad. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
That was a problem. They made him too comical.
Dang.
There's a bit of humanity in there. But Shazam is,
right.
You know what I loved about it is that it felt like an old school superhero movie.
People are saying it reminds them of Big.
Oh, yeah. There's a little homage to Big in there, too.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like, because almost every superhero movie these days is, like, something attached to either the Snyderverse or the MCU. And,
right.
And not that they're bad movies, but, like, you almost have to have seen them all to understand everything. And then there's also, like, you know, some, like, K storyline that was thrown into one that's not going to actually pay off until 8 movies later, you know? And it's just nice to see such a standalone one, you know? I mean, it still is very much in the DC universe. Like, they definitely make references. Like, Superman and Batman and all of them exist in this universe. So it's not like pretending that there are no superheroes or anything.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Out of all the 48 superhero movies out there, what one haven't you seen that you kind of should have had by now?
Which ones haven't we seen?
Yeah, what haven't you seen?
I think I've seen them all.
Aquaman.
Aquaman was actually kind of fun.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
I felt... I was a little... I thought Amber Heard's character was absolutely useless in it, which was like really upsetting because it's like she's supposed to be the strong female character.
Yeah.
And I was like, she didn't really help at all. There's literally a scene in the movie where my friend leaned over to me and he was like, this is the Little Mermaid. We are watching the Little Mermaid. It's like her discovering stuff in the human world.
Oh,
she's like brushing her hair with a fork and that kind of stuff. Oh. I mean, not literally, but she was doing stuff like that.
Dinglehopper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got it.
I'm trying to think if there's a superhero. I feel like I'm... Oh, I never saw Venom.
Didn't see it. Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
We're
missing
the
same movies.
It didn't get a lot of hype. I mean, it made the dollars in the box office, but that was notoriously quite an average movie.
Yeah.
I didn't need that in my life.
Yeah.
I've got so many other things to do, like not leave my house whilst cuddling my dog.
Yeah.
You know? Whilst.
Yep.
People say whilst a lot. I did watch Avengers Infinity War 3 times, though, on Netflix.
Oh, look at you.
I like good superhero movies.
I feel like I need to give it a rewatch before Endgame comes out.
Definitely.
Which is like, it comes out in a month.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I'm rewatching all 7 seasons of Game of Thrones.
I have another friend who's doing that right now.
Halfway through season 4, but I already did season 6. So it's like,
Lord.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I could.
Like, you're not happy about rewatching it.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
I have to punch 3 days three episodes a day on average to hit the benchmark.
Wow, that's a lot. That's quite a bit.
Read about it on Wikipedia.
No, I'm single. I know, and this is what I'm choosing to do with my life.
I do feel like I need like a brief recap because I feel like it's going to come back and I'm going to be like, I thought that person was dead. What happened to that dragon?
It is interesting. Yeah. Like the things that you pick up, things that happen in like season two and you're like, oh, the foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
I don't watch
it. Oh, you don't watch it, period?
No, no.
No,
Game of Thrones guy, no.
Get out.
Seriously, yo.
No, no, I'm being serious too. Get out.
I can't.
Leave the podcast. You can't. He's wired to the mic.
I'm chained to Allison. I'm her podcast slave.
Well, Mother of Dragons is the breaker of chains.
Oh.
I know, I'm back in, guys. I know my shit now. Oh, whoops, sorry.
What?
I said shit twice.
Oh, my.
We
curse
on this all the time. You
probably offended so many listeners.
Shit.
Anyway, that's big my that's big my great Allison.
From the mines.
That is my big endorsement for this week. Go see Shazam.
The feet is sold because there's a dance party. What?
No, because it's the premiere. So I was wearing really high heels, and then you know, there's like this is a thing that premieres are doing now. They have like a pre-party. Mm. And so there was like a carnival on Hollywood Boulevard that was at the beginning. And then you watch the movie and then there's like the after party. And so by the time you hit midnight, I was like, my feet really hurt. I'm just going to go.
Can you get me one of those Shazam costumes if you're friends with Zach?
Don't you think he'd just give you one? I don't know if he has one.
Really? Probably pretty expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. They make a lot of cute jokes about the costume too in it.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him. Yeah. It's kind of insane. I'm like, just Zach's, and we watched it in IMAX. I was like, Zach's fucking huge.
He had to pump the irons for that one. Do you remember there was an article out saying that he was faking it a bit?
Bigger than Zach.
I mean, listen, like, suits are made to make you look bigger, but he's also massive now.
Yeah.
Like, when I first saw him.
Remember when he was lean? Yeah, no, he's a thick boy now.
Yeah, when I first saw him after he started doing the training, I walked in the room and I went, holy shit. And he's like, what? I was like, your arms are as big as my head.
Yeah. Like, he would have had to have bought all new clothes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys would have hated that.
Buying all new clothes again. Well, if someone's paying for it.
I have to do a clean out. I've got to get rid of at least a third.
What's it?
Marie Kondo.
Kondo, you're... Yeah. Does this spark joy?
I mean, that's it. That's just... I read this great article or a tweet, right, where it was like, can everyone stop saying that LA are full of flakes? We're not full of flakes. We're run down because we're so busy and we're hustling so hard. And then we're sad. So it's like, we're not flaking. We just don't want to go out all the time and be social. So let us be busy and sad. We're not flakes. And it's like, does this spark joy? It's like, no, I live in LA. There is no joy. I'm working or I'm recovering. That's kind of my capacity.
I don't think that's actually accurate. I think a lot of people out here are flakes because most people aren't flaking to not go out. They're flaking to do something else that they think is cooler.
Oh, no, I have it. Mine is purely I would rather stay in bed.
Yes, I am the same way, too. Yeah. I'm like, I always try to find reasons to be like, hey, I know we're supposed to get dinner tonight, but can we make it happy hour so I can be home by 8 and, like, watch Netflix?
Yeah.
You know?
I have to do some pep talks sometimes. It's like, oh, the plan's in tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, be social. You got... And I always have a great time when I do it, but it's just that...
Just getting out the door and, like,
ooh.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm really crushing it with the Game of Thrones rewatch, guys. I'm like expert at big binging.
We know that Tom's is Game of Thrones. He's never seen Game of Thrones. But is there a series that everyone's like, it's like one of the best series of all time and you've never watched it?
I mean, I haven't watched about 99.8% of horror movies.
What? So
I'm talking about a TV series.
I mean, I miss out anything to do with it. So like Haunting of Hill House, like anything to do with horror.
Well, that's new. But I mean, I'm talking about like everyone's like Breaking Bad is the best show. The Wire. Like,
I never finished Breaking Bad.
You never finished it.
Come on, it's so good.
That's
The Wire,
shocking
I missed,
to me.
Yes.
You haven't seen The Wire?
No.
That's your favorite.
I'm not a TV guy.
The Wire is unreal.
That's a slow start. I'm like 5 episodes in and I'm like, I'm ready to like this.
Yeah. Mine's The West Wing now.
I haven't seen it.
I've never seen West Wing.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
My
show.
My friend made me watch the pilot this past week just because she's like, I can't be friends with you if you don't watch West Wing. I watched the pilot. I'm like, no, it's great. I understand that West Wing is a good show. Yeah. I just have not found the time or the capacity to sit down and watch because it's 22 episodes per season and it's like 8 seasons or something like that.
You have to prioritize things.
Yeah.
You can't watch everything just for fun or to be in a conversation. You really have to pick and choose these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's too much available.
I have a commitment issue. Having to sit and watch a show.
Well, we all knew that.
Usually it's the difference. Like, I find that I'm not I'm less comfortable watching a movie because I'm like, that's 2 hours. I don't want to spend 2 hours of my
really?
Life. Yeah. So I'll start watching a TV show, and then I end up watching 5 episodes in a row. So I end up watching like 4.
More than a movie.
Yeah, right. Double what the movie would have been.
It's funny. I feel like I can be like that way with eating, where I'm like, I don't want this entree because I'm not hungry enough. So I'll just get like one of these little things, and then you just keep eating all the little things. So you've eaten more food than what the entree would have been.
It is. It's a head thing.
Like I want everything bite size.
Yes. I only snack. I don't cook dinners. I don't cook meals. Yeah. I snack. That's why I had ranch chips for lunch and I feel sick.
I want some ranch.
I need someone to rub my belly.
Oh, man. Are you wearing a Game of Thrones dress?
I am.
Oh, that's very cool. Is it black milk?
Dragons. It
black
is.
Black milk is the best.
Isn't it? Yeah. I've had this one a couple of years. It's just tight across the tummy.
Oh. That's because you ate ranch chips for lunch.
Why did I do that? No ranch came near those
girls,
chips.
Girls.
I don't know. What do you have for lunch? What did you have for lunch?
I had an apple and some vegetables and some eggs and toast. I'm eating healthier these days.
Wowee. Yeah, I'm so shocked by that. Yeah. So you're going to go, I ate a meat burger.
No, but I will. I'll probably eat a lot of food tonight. Mm. I'm a pig.
Why? Is that what
that
noise you think a pig makes?
Yep.
Go one more time.
When they eat.
Is it that?
I don't know. You ever see a pig eat?
Well, if there's a gun to my head, I reckon I'd be like, there it is.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a while since I've been out to the farms, guys.
No, but I'm pretty sure as a person, when the knowledge process literally starts at the cow goes moo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you start.
I'm not a good actor, okay?
You played young JFK.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I've been eating healthier lately, too, and I went to my grocery store yesterday to like buy some healthy food choices, and I got some like chicken. And then I went to the deli counter, and I got they had something called a broccoli crunch salad, and I was like reading the ingredients, and I was like, "This is all healthy stuff. It looks terrible, but I will eat this." I had some today. Fucking delicious.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best freaking salad I've ever eaten.
But did they have like candied nuts in it?
No. The only sweet thing in it was raisins. It was just, Yeah.
I don't
know.
Raisins got mod excited.
Yeah. I don't want to keep bringing this back to Australia, but I discovered a word that Australians use that does not exist in this country.
Oh.
Well, you know how like we call red peppers capsicums?
Nope.
Yep. Capsaicin. Cool. Well, there's three types of raisins. You know, there's the raisin, which is from the black grape, and then there's another one, the
a craisin?
No.
Which is a cranberry?
No.
From a purple
a golden
grape?
Raisin?
A currant.
A currant.
Currant is from like, or maybe the currant's the black one. Raisins from the red grape. And the green grape makes sultanas.
Oh, I have heard that word, actually.
You have heard of a sultana?
Yes, you're right. We don't call it that, but I have heard of that.
My mind.
We call them like golden sultanas. Raisins or something like that.
Yeah. And everyone was like, what's a sultana? And I was
sultana does sound like a Game of Thrones character.
Yeah.
Maybe Harry Potter. Maybe a bit more fantastical.
I was going Aladdin. Sultan. Yeah, sultana.
Sultanas. I'll serve them to you on a serviette.
Mm. Right. Should we check out some emails?
Sure. So, I guess we could take an email. We got time, Aristotle? I kind of messed up the timing.
Tom has one job. It's right up there on the screen, Tom.
That's why I didn't.
Well, we will do some emails. Some emails.
What do you think of when you hear capsicum, by the way?
Capsicum
sounds like a medicine.
Capsicum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It sounds like a.
Sounds like a video game
like
character.
Tylenol.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, here is an email. It's entitled One Sentence Email.
Ah.
So Tom will love this.
Love it already.
It's from he says, hey, half hour, happy hour crew. It's from Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Maud.
Hey.
Here's this one sentence. After a few days of training, I'm up to 30 push-ups.
Oh, dang.
Thanks, your friend Bobby Westside.
That's awesome.
Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
He's saving his life.
Get up to 40, Bobby.
40 push-ups at a time.
40
That's
or more,
so
man.
Impressive. I'm impressed, Bobby.
That's pretty awesome.
I know.
Congratulations.
Bobby.
I love hearing people getting healthier because of things we say on this podcast.
Yeah.
Good.
Shout out to the person that sent me the Latin breakdown of spatula too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We had a couple of pizza emails.
Oh, pineapples.
Pizza emails.
Yeah.
No.
This says, hi 4-H crew. This is from Baron.
Hi, Baron.
Hi, Maude.
A little slow there,
yeah. Sorry.
She's looking up her email. After listening to all the talk of pizza on the last episode, as soon as I got home, I immediately ordered the best pizza known to man, which is pineapple,
yeah, my boy.
Bacon,
well,
jalapeno.
Okay.
The only way it could be better is if there were habaneros instead of jalapenos, but finding a pizza place in Boston with habaneros is like trying to find a stretch of road without a Dunks on it, which made me laugh.
I was like
a Dunks, and I was like, oh, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Dunks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that.
Doesn't exist. Anyway, the point is I'm with Maude on this one. Pineapple abso-freaking-lutely belongs on pizza.
Hell yeah, except, you know, you lost me straight away after
bacon?
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, bacon and pineapple is just a Hawaiian pizza, but then he wants to, like, literally pour lava on it with the habaneros, yeah. So, like, all right.
I'd enjoy that because I don't like pineapple. Would kill the taste of the pineapple.
Wouldn't? Yeah. I don't know. So, it's like sweet and
just
burn
your
mouth.
I love
pineapples.
It was James Martin, by the way.
Oh.
Who goes by Upstroke on Instagram. Upstroke. Sent me the, hey, Maude, loving your work on 8888:LN.
Yep.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Here is your etymology of spatula for you, effectively a Greek cousin of spade. Cheers.
And
then you hit it and then it's like, yeah, the whole meaning from like a broad spade, broad hand spade,
oh, yeah.
Basically.
Spatula.
Oh, 1520s, spatula. From the early 15th century, as a type of medical instrument, Latin spatula, ooh. Broad piece, spatula. A broad flat tool or weapon from Greek, spathe, and broad flat blade used by weavers. Mm, cool.
And pancake flipper by...
Pancake flipper. We should, I think,
take a quick break
and we'll come back and I'm going to have more pizza emails for you guys.
Pizza.
Okay, all this talk of pizza is now making me hungry, but here we go. This is another one. This is called Detroit-style pizza is the best. I was like, I'm sorry, Detroit-style pizza? What's this?
What do they have?
This is from Jimmy. He says, hello, HHHH Ladies Night crew.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Allison. He screwed up.
That's fair.
And then he puts a wink. Because I think he knows. Okay.
Cheeky bugger.
He says, well, let me get my fanboying out of the way first. Allison, I've been a fan since the G4 days, and I think you should be leading the leading lady in all your endeavors.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Wow. Don't let any producers cut you out of the limelight. That's right. I forgot I told that story. The movie I was in where I basically got right out of it. Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know. Maude, you are a wonderful addition to the podcast. Your humor is amazing and your voice is even better.
Aww.
Listening to you is like candy for my ears.
Oh, so glad to bloody hear it.
Tom, I don't think fans give you enough credit. You are so funny, but you slide in a lot of your best jokes right under everyone else. Mm. While they don't catch it most of the time, you crack me up. I know.
Thank you. I will say,
like, recording this podcast is like mainly a conversation between me and Maude. And then I just sort of hear Tom mumbling in the background, and I never catch what you're saying.
That's usually my technique, by the way, because I just don't know if it's funny enough, so I'll slide it in, and then like people in the listening vicinity will be like, huh.
No, it's just
you needed to be more confident with that one. I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
So you guys don't shut up when I start making a joke.
Oh.
Do you need to know about that?
Do you need to be like,
I shut up when you guys are about to say something.
Oh, yeah. That's how it should
when
be.
When I start to talk.
That's how it
but
should
thank
be.
You. I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay. Jimmy says, but I digress. I was listening to your latest episode. Your latest episode, Spag Bowl, and I wanted to chime in on the pizza issue. First off, all pizza is good pizza. There is no need to hate on anyone else's preferences on toppings.
Okay.
That being said, I love me some Hawaiian pizza, Detroit style. What is Detroit style? Glad you asked. Detroit style is a square medium dish pizza. It sits between your Chicago deep dish and your everyday pizza.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You get just the right amount of pizza dough with those crispy edges all around the
Hell
sides.
Yeah. Mm.
Here's what Wikipedia has to say about Detroit pizza. It says, the difference between Detroit style pizza, Chicago, and New York styles is the crust, which is extra thick and very crispy on the bottom. The rectangular shaped pizza is the result of being baked in a square pan, which is often not a pizza pan. Industrial parts trays are often used, which is originally made to hold small parts in factories. Which to me, and I'm not knocking this, but Detroit style pizza sounds like the pizza we used to get in like middle school.
Oh, and those little
square
boxes. Yeah, the white boxes with the holes in them.
They just cut off a square of pizza and threw it at us, and it was like always different.
Yeah, interesting.
He says, anyway, I love the show and I listen to it while at the gym, which has proven to make me look strange while I laugh to myself on the treadmill or bench press.
Do another set. Do
how
it.
How much you benching,
Jimmy.
Buddy?
Jimmy,
come
you
on,
can do
buddy.
It. One more.
How much
one
you
more.
Bench?
Thank you for bringing laughter to the world, Jimmy.
The world.
The world.
I like that place.
The world.
The world.
I hang out there sometimes.
The world. Like that. That's it. That was one of the jokes. I just
was
heard it.
It.
You kind of just slid it in.
Really?
What was it?
Exactly. Damn it. Listening up.
Wasn't that much of a joke.
I've already forgotten it, but I've
just stream of thought.
I've already forgotten it. So should we get to a story?
Sure. Sure. I can, before I find the story, because I look up my phone.
Yeah.
I was reading an article this past week about how 1 in 5 people experience bed bugs.
What?
Now, have you guys ever experienced bed bugs?
To my knowledge.
See, because the more you travel, the more, higher percentage of you having bed bugs. Okay?
I traveled a lot, but no.
I know. Okay. So here's the thing. Okay. I don't travel a lot. My wife doesn't travel a lot. So a few years ago, she went on a trip to a Star Wars convention or something like that.
Yeah.
And she came back. Okay. And then,
itchy.
2 months later,
you had bed bugs?
We had bed bugs. Infestation of bed bugs.
Oh, God.
So we had. Go ahead.
I mean, apparently, we've got living organisms on our face currently. Have you
That's
seen
fine.
That?
I'm
have you
okay
seen
with that.
That entire.
That's
why awesome. Would you say that?
Have you seen the magnified zoom in of them? They look like little turds with a mouth.
Oh, God.
On our face currently. Just nomming on all our dead skin cells.
Oh.
Aren't they called water bears or something? Like
water bears is a thing. You're right.
Isn't
what is
like
water bears? Aristotle, podcat. Look up water bears.
It's an adorable little pudgy thing.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm helping you to live longer with push-ups,
okay.
You guys go to your hotels.
Yeah.
Use the luggage stand.
Okay.
Don't ever put anything on the floor.
I do use the luggage stand. I love it.
Yeah. And then when you get home, steam everything or throw everything that you took with you in the washer, dryer.
Oh.
Kill them. Seriously.
I'm going to add to it, too.
Torture.
Don't put your naked feet on the ground. Use the slippers.
The slippers.
Oh.
Yeah, because the carpet's not
good
great.
Good luck. Okay, you guys, here's water bears.
See, I mean, when I think of a water bear, I think of a submerged polar bear. But this...
They are microscopic animals which can survive in many extreme conditions, including space. Speaking of science, the invincible tardigrade...
Tardigrade.
Already a weird animal is full of DNA stolen from bacteria.
How rude.
But does it live on our face? I don't think this lives on our face.
I'm pretty sure this is the face one. This looks like the face one.
It's like microscopic, this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. On our face right now. I wash my face. The other thing as well, I don't know if I've told you guys about this. I don't know. I feel like it's a bit of knowledge nugget that I have, and I like to impose it on as many people as possible. Yeah. Do not use the kettle.
The kettle? Oh, in the...
Hotels?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't cook anyway, so I wouldn't even boil water.
People boil their underpants in them.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you figure that out? Did you open it one day? And
why do people do that?
I mean, when you think about it, it's probably the most effective way to clean undies.
Yeah,
that's
but
so weird.
You pop them in the kettle and you boil it and then you hang them out to dry. People have done it. Don't ever drink.
Really?
I used to have tea all the time in
no,
hotels.
But God. Also, if
not anymore.
Boiling water, it's going to kill
this
the germs.
This tastes like ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've never heard about boiling underwear.
Well,
that's because you're a civil person.
Yeah.
You are a civil person. I just want to throw that out there for you guys. Bed bugs, because you guys travel
a lot.
So
this wasn't an article? This was just
you?
Well,
I read it in an article. I'll give you a different article now.
Hold on. To get the bed bugs, do they just go onto the body, or is it like a crabicle kind of thing where it has to go onto...
No, they live in clothes.
They live in clothes?
Yeah, they live in like fabrics. And that's why when they get into your mattress, it's like you have to just chuck the whole mattress.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We had to pull everything off the walls and put it down and put everything in the center of the rooms. This is like the most effective way to kill them. And then these guys came in with these giant heaters and they heat the house up to like a crazy amount of degrees to kill all the bugs.
Okay, wait, we have more on these whatever they're called. Yet it is not clear what the mites are getting from us. For starters, we're not sure what they eat. Some people think they eat bacteria that are associated with the skin.
Yeah.
Some think they eat the dead skin cells.
I'm
so they are on our faces. That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're on our face. Oh, yeah, they also have more mites on the side of your face than the other. Wait, scroll up just a smidge. I want to see that paragraph right before. The populations may well vary from person to person, so you might have many more than your neighbor or far fewer. You may also have more mites on one side of your face than the other.
I would have
Jesus.
More on my right side. Because that's the side I sleep on.
Jesus.
Yeah, they're gross.
This is not the water bear. This is a Dermadex mites.
Yeah, but no matter what, they just look like they're from the inside of a vacuum cleaner. Meets a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Freaky.
I actually realized I had another email that I needed to read on this one. This is from my buddy John Song, who listens. He's listened to the podcast for
hi,
a while
Johnny.
Now. Yeah, see? I'm sure he says hi, Maud.
Hi, Maud.
He remember we talked about the butterflies?
Yeah.
The migrating butterflies? Uh-huh. I think it might have been 2 weeks
ago. And the super bloom.
Okay, so this is what he wrote in. He's like, do you want to know the weirdest shit about butterflies?
Yes.
Monarchs migrate from Mexico to Canada. but they do it in generations. The ones who left Mexico aren't the same ones who make it to Canada. They die before they get there. So they lay eggs. Those eggs hatch, and the new butterflies continue the journey. How the fuck do they do that?
I know. Who's telling them to do it? How do they know?
Yes. Who knows? It says one hatches caterpillar, two eat leaves, three become butterfly, four time to continue the road trip. What? How the fuck do they know where they're going?
Well, because with them before the parents die, they tell them, right?
No, I think that the parents lay the eggs and then die, and then the eggs hatch.
How do you know? It's like that voice in your head. They use the force. Fly north, butterfly.
There's a paper in the journal.
Sorry.
There's a paper in the Journal of Experimental Biology that thinks all monarch butterfly populations have migration built in, and they somehow know to shift their direction by 1 degree per day. But that raises the question of how the hell do they know how to do that, and what their wayfinding mechanism even is. Anyway, nature is weird. Your podcast is great. That's all. Nature. That's what Chad says.
So do you think that if they had the capacity to live longer than they do and they had, you know, more opposable thumbs and they were bigger in size, that they would be the smartest animal out there? Would they trump the dolphin? That's what I think about. I just think about how, what would happen for someone to take over the world again. That's where my mind goes. Immediately.
For someone? For something. A person? Something.
Yeah. Something. Something that will turn into a
someone. I thought it was the apes.
Eventually.
Didn't we make a lot of movies about that?
No, it's the cane toads, remember?
Oh, the cane toads.
For me.
Oh, Florida! Did you guys see?
What?
Florida!
What happened to Florida? I mean, everything happens in Florida.
Poisonous toads have infiltrated Florida!
Oh, God, that sounds...
Just don't look at me.
That sounds like Machiavellian.
Don't look at me.
I did nothing. Maud brought one back in her Kinder egg.
Yeah.
Why? If I have to suffer, you must suffer with me.
Poisonous to humans?
Well, do you just not lick it then?
I mean, someone sent the article. I wasn't opening that shit up, was I?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
But I sent it to the happy hour.
Did you guys do the Florida Man challenge?
No.
When you
wanted to do I wanted to do my hometown because Brisbane's kind of like the Australian Florida.
Oh, wow.
So really? I wanted to do Brisbane Man on my date.
Hold on.
You guys keep talking.
Yeah. Did you do it, Tom?
Did nothing came up.
That's impossible.
I'll try it again. What was yours?
Mine was Florida man tries to run over son after he refuses to take bath or something like that. And it happened this year. It happened February of 2019.
Right. Hold on. I got to look it up.
Just Google Florida man and your birthday.
I did it, though.
Not the year. Don't put in the year.
No. Florida man, when's my birthday?
Brisbane's a little tame. That's disappointing.
It's about to happen, isn't it? It's coming up.
Tuesday, April 2nd. Day after this podcast. The Florida man challenge. Nope.
Really?
Wait a minute.
What?
Nope. Oh, I don't see.
Oh, got one. A Florida man actually tried to board a flight to Orlando with a fake grenade.
Oh, great. I thought you were looking at Brisbane.
No, nothing. It was anticlimactic because Brisbane's a much more of a saintsville.
Wait, here we go. This is the toad outbreak. Outbreak of toads. A bizarre infestation is leaving a Palm Beach Gardens community concerned. The big adult toads can easily send a dog into a seizure or kill it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God!
The report stated there is also a demand for cane toads. The toads can be used in research labs. Wait, what? They're saying they want cane toads to do studies on?
Gross.
Yeah.
Why would you create something?
Oh God! Look at that toad.
It's just aggressive to look at, isn't it?
Here we go.
It looks like a blistered. Cow shit, doesn't it?
The cane toad was introduced into South Florida from South America to try to control sugar cane pests earlier this century. Now the toads, which can grow to more than 3 pounds, are overrunning a part of Australia.
Yep. To 3 pounds?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't...
Really? There's no Florida man for April 2nd?
If you're listening to this, which airs the day before my birthday, and you're in Florida... Feel free to do something on April 2nd for me.
Yeah.
You've got 24 hours to make history.
Unfortunately, you have to be a man, right?
Why?
Florida man.
Yeah.
But I'll take whatever I can get.
You didn't search for Brisbane?
Yeah, there was nothing. There is no Brisbane man doing anything on that day. What was that podcast? What was that face?
Oh, what did he find? What is that? It's a ball of toads.
It's a toilet bowl. It's in there.
That's so many toads.
I don't like it.
We're looking at pictures of toads
infestating. Why are there so many toads? Jesus, Mother, Mary,
I'm sorry,
and Joseph.
I have to shut my eyes. I can't.
It's gone. It's gone.
Is it?
Yeah, podcast took it off. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
That was panic-inducing for me.
Sorry.
Really?
I think we have time for one more story.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew this.
I don't know.
But
what
they have
know?
Been. The world is still looking for the last of HBO's Hidden Iron Throne.
7 out of 8?
What?
How many is it? Yeah, okay, so...
Why did they hide Iron Thrones?
Just promote the show. Apparently, nobody knew what the show was.
Yeah,
they had to get the word out.
$16,000 actual legitimate Iron
They
Thrones.
Hid them around
so you heard about
where?
This, yeah.
What? I haven't. Yes. Start from the beginning.
In the weeks ramping up to Game of Thrones' 8th and final season premiere, HBO has secretly hidden 6 replicas of the Iron Throne around the world for fans to find.
Wow.
It's another spin on A Game of Thrones, a scavenger hunt and worldwide race to find hidden objects based on only the vaguest of hints. So far, fans have located 5 of the 6th replicas.
Yeah.
The only clues HBO gave were 1-hour live streams of each of the thrones at different times of day, and sometimes a tongue-in-cheek tweet like quoting the Canadian national anthem as a caption for one throne.
So, like, one was in Canada?
Yeah.
That's all they knew?
So.
Like, they had to search the entire country of Canada?
I'm sure people ran across them just, like, hiking or something.
Yeah.
They got lucky.
Were they in nature?
Some of them were. There were some pictures. I didn't bring them because, you know, I'm lazy. But, there's still one. You can toggle the live stream on YouTube to get a 360-degree look at the surroundings. So there's still one out there. And
wow.
I think when you win it, you get like all some sort of
when you win it. You mean when you find it?
Find it. I wouldn't meant to say.
Wait,
when you
podcast.
Find it,
can you
something.
Find? Can you find this live stream? Can we see it?
The winners who discover the thrones have been given a replica of King Robert Baratheon's crown.
Baratheon.
I don't watch
Come
the
on.
Show.
Sigil's a stag. Come
Although,
on. Died for a boar wound when he was out hunting, but it was kind of...
Boar. It sounded like a ball wound.
Okay, I
heard
ball.
That,
too. I don't a put boar. R's on the end of that word.
A boar stabbed him.
But really, it was sort of manslaughter because he was getting boozed up by his squire who worked for the enemy.
Still, you guys can find the
So wait, they got a crown? The people who found it. How
like
do you prove that you're
op.
The first one who finds
I
it?
Don't
I guess
know.
The first one
it
who gets
say
it.
Here.
You just
maybe
take a picture with it, or
maybe there's someone hiding in the trees from HBO with goggles.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
The last guy's like, please, anyone,
really?
I'll just tweet it out.
Yeah,
but I think that's kind of neat, a little promotional
that's really
thing.
Neat.
Like,
I mean, that's not a subtle act. You know, you'd
have
to lug
like,
it in a crate. You'd have to
airlift it in with it. I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, the Aristotle can find
And
anything.
It's not like they're promoting the show if it's so vague that it really is luck of the draw. Like, it's a luck thing.
Yeah, I think for the most part, these were luck, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody.
So that's
like, you know, it looks a lot like...
this is the one
live...
Game of Thrones, the forest.
So what we're currently looking at the moment, we're in a forest, and the point of view is from, I think, the actual seat, and you can scroll 360 degrees around it, and it just looks like...
No, to be honest, there's like a camera in front of it.
It looks like the moon of Endor.
Yeah. So this is the one that has not been found.
Oh,
correct?
Look at that, guys. Know?
When was the last time anyone went to Endor?
Do we know a clue for this one?
If you found it, though, do you guys think you'd try to, before HBO...
Plus, an hour-long video of the Iron Throne sat in a forest. If we found it what? Sorry.
Do you think you'd just try to take it instead of, like, alert HBO?
Do you reckon
take
you could physically pick that up?
Claim the throne before time
Come on,
runs.
Look at these
you
guys.
Can do 40 push-ups, yeah.
Can do 40
when
push-ups.
Someone does take the sealant throne, another throne will appear somewhere in the world.
Oh,
they've been putting it there one at a time.
So this is the down to the last one.
So there's,
there's a time limit on it, though.
Yeah.
So
that looked like Ireland to me.
Oh,
does it look like Ireland?
Yeah,
you know what an Irish forest looks like.
I mean, they shoot out there. Yeah, I went to Ireland.
I think
that's what I mean. Yeah.
I'd like to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
I think if you found it, technically, wouldn't it be like you just found something and you could take it legally?
Here's the clue. It is a big and beautiful world. Most of us live and die in the same corner where we were born and never get to see any of it. I don't want to be most of us. By
Oberyn Martell, season 4, episode 7.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing the rewatch.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing the rewatch right now. He is either talking to Cersei or he's talking to Tyrion.
So where was he? Wow, it runs out in 4 days and 7 hours by the recording of this podcast, which means
it's
Monday by the time.
Four days from now.
Yeah,
so you've got minutes to get out there, guys.
Yeah.
So you know what to do.
There you go. My one hint is I think it might be Ireland. Oh, yeah. See, there was one
in the snow.
That
looks like Hoth. That looks like Tatooine. Next.
I feel,
Star Wars locations.
This looks like all the places they shoot.
Yeah,
like that,
I assume.
That looks like...
that's a good point. Yeah. The North.
Yeah.
The North remembers.
Do they shoot in Canada?
What? That's just a dungeon. Actually, that looks like... where did I go over Christmas 2015? Anyone? Anyone? I went to
anyone
Prague.
Gosh. They shoot in Prague.
There they go.
I'm almost positive they shoot in Prague.
Oh,
yeah.
Firepower's
that's cool.
combined.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is all the different places. So where's a Martell, Oberyn Martell?
Did they film in Croatia for that?
Maybe. I bet that it's from it's wherever they his hometown is.
Dorne.
Wherever they shoot Dorne.
Well, I say Dorne.
Dorne.
That just made me really excited. I love scavenger hunts.
See, aren't you glad I brought that up?
I am glad.
Why don't you go looking for it? Let's all go group trip.
I know a few forests. Like, what? You're getting itchy. You're like, I know a few forests. I can get there. I can find it.
I can find it. I can totally find. Yeah. I mean, I could get over to Ireland this weekend.
4 days, 7 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. It's not that big of a deal.
We joke, but like in 4 days, there's a photo of you uploaded onto Instagram.
I'm like, guys!
Next to the Iron Throne.
I'm like just disgusting, like dirty. Like I've just like 4 days straight just found a way to like dig through all of Ireland.
You never doubted me.
It's mine. It's mine.
Would you say that that's probably one of your like top skills that's not ever going to get you a job, but it's like something that you're really, really good at, scavenger
hunts? Yes, but not ever get me a job, but will probably come in real handy during like the apocalypse. Like that's one of those like end of world skills, you know?
Yeah. I had. Yeah. I think we've talked about this. I had like a big... I was real sad that I didn't know what my role would be because I always thought I would be the decoy and I'd have to sacrifice myself to save the group. And I was like, well, if that's what I have to do, I'll be really good at dying for the team.
Right.
And then I realized I think I'm going to be the driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The driver?
Yeah, I'm a really good driver.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Nice. I hate driving, so I take you're
risks.
Driving.
I take calculated risks when I drive.
Ooh.
Like how fast I can turn into a corner and stuff like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the post-apocalypse, you're our driver.
Because I play a lot of video games.
You're our scavenger.
Video games make you a better driver. Thank you.
They 100% do.
Thank you.
They 100% do.
My depth perception's better. My reaction time is like unbelievable.
Yep.
You throw something at me, I'll catch it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have horrible depth perception. Horrible.
Play more
video
games.
You can throw something at me. I do play video games.
Play more video games. About that.
So that doesn't matter with depth perception.
I used to say I could punch someone and extend my arm completely and I'd be like millimeters away from the face. That was always a fun game I'd play with my brothers. Yeah. And I would never hit.
You didn't like them.
I don't want to play that game with you.
That's fair.
I don't want to play that game with you.
But I'd know it. I know how to do it. Just to believe me. That'll never get me a job or laid, but it's still a skill that I have.
I don't know if you can be positive about the latter.
Hey, can you nearly punch you but not? And they're like, that is the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
You never know, girl.
All you need to do is say, I'll punch you but not hit you, and I'll have sex with you. They're like, yeah.
Well, no, that's not how it works.
It could easily work that way.
You want to know that they want to have sex with you first. Right?
What?
I
forget how to flirt, guys.
All right. I think we did it.
Let's wrap this baby up.
We did it.
We did it.
Hey, if you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr, which I finally updated so it has Maud's picture on it.
Yay! I'm a real girl now.
Woo! I think I still have to change the Gmail account. I'll figure that out. Please subscribe to us and rate us on whatever you listen to us on. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Not Google Play. Yes, Google Play.
Is Google Play still around?
Is it?
Himalaya.
Hey, Google, you still exist?
Tune in.
Google.
Hey, Google. You still around?
Hey, Google. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies' Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Did you just snore at the title
still
of our show?
Not a pig. That is not a pig.
Thanks a lot, Tom Krajewski. We will see you all next week.
Bye.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.